Order on the 108th legislative day. Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 10 members present this morning, Mr. President.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Reverend Steve Lambert, Northern Light United Church.
Let us pray. Almighty God, from whom no secrets are hid, you know our every thought and need. We come before you this hour seeking your wisdom and guidance, asking you to dwell among us this day. For this week our work is great, and the pressures of our task weigh heavy on us as we try to live as servants to your people. Keep us forever mindful of your will, O Lord, for you possess the answers to our problems. O Lord, we will be very busy this day, and we may forget you. But will you not forget us? Refresh us in your mercy, open our ears to your wisdom, and grant us your grace that our debate and energies and our lives might be spent to your glory instead of our own. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Will Senator Halford please lead us to the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Coghill.
I move a national announce consent of prayer for spread in the journal.
Without objection, a prayer spread in the journal. Will the secretary please show the presence in the chamber of Senator Szymanski? Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 107th legislative day.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 107th legislative day be approved as certified by the Senate secretary.
Without objection, the journal is approved as certified. Would the secretary please show the president of Senator Sturgalewski? Introduction of guests. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Ziegler Gallery is a constituent of Senator Frank and myself. He's the Director of Health and Safety at the Fairbanks North Star Borough, Richard Joy. Welcome to the Senate, Richard.
Senator Coghill.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure today to introduce one of the fathers of our state, one of the gentlemen that served with distinction in the Constitutional Convention in 1955-1956, also served 4 years in the State Senate. And the Ziegler Gallery is Yul Kilcher. Yul, welcome to the
Senator, as a former member of this body, you have the floor if you wish to speak to us, sir.
Well, I can only say that one is always strongly tempted to take advantage of this opportunity and have a major speech, which, however, I will refrain from doing. But one thing I'd like to add that a few days ago in Bormer, we had a town meeting, and now that the machinery of the state has been oiled in Prince William Sound, you know, the political interest and other interests have been awakened. And to my great surprise, one of the outcomes of this town meeting was that the Homer population is strongly in favor of a state income tax.
Would the secretary please show the presence of Senators Yaroff and Jones in the chambers for their introduction of guests? And Senator Binkley is also here. Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message of April 25th, the House has passed Senate Bill number 149 with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 149 Judiciary, an act relating to the contracts to lend money or grant or extend credit and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Halford.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 149, thus adopting House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 149 Judiciary.
Question being, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to House Committee substitute to Senate Bill 149 Judiciary? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? clerk will record the vote, and so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 149 Judiciary by a vote of 16 yeas and no nays.
Further messages from the House. Message dated April 25. Mr. President, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration Committee substitute for House Bill Number 96, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Veterinary Examiners and Providing for an Effective Date.
Labor and Commerce.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 182, Labor and Commerce, amended by the Labor and Commerce Committee, entitled An Act Relating to and Eliminating Certain Exemptions from the Regulation of Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, extending the termination date of the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors.
Labor and Commerce.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Messages. Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Senate Judiciary Committee submitted a letter dated April 25. Dear Senator Kelly, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Judiciary Committee has reviewed the following appointments with regard to confirmation. Board of Governors, Alaska Bar Association, Adonia Harrison, Public Defender John Salemi, Violent Crimes Compensation Commission, Carol Eastar, Elizabeth Elsner, and Millard Ingraham. There were no stated objections to confirmation. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against any of these appointees during any further sessions for the purpose of consideration. Respectfully, Senator Fakes, Chair, concurring Senators Szymanski, Pierce, Halford, and Rohde. The Transportation Committee considers Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 25, Plan for Expansion of and Major Improvements to the Alaska Transportation System, recommended to be replaced with Committee Substitute or Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 25, Transportation, and a majority do pass. The report was signed by Senator Jones, Chair, concurring Senators Coghill and Porcheau. Senator Fahrenkamp signed no recommendation. Fiscal note attached, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 25 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 5, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska, amending provisions relating to the Alaska Permanent Fund, establishing temporary provisions relating to dedicated funds, the Alaska Permanent Fund, and suspending the operation of provisions relating to dedicated funds, the Alaska Permanent Fund, and the appropriation limit. Recommends that it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 5, Judiciary, with a new title. Reports it back as follows. Senator Fakes, Chair, and Senator Rohde signed to pass. Senators Halford, Pierce, and Szymanski signed. No recommendation. There's a fiscal note attached. Sponsor Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 5 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Transportation Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 36, Congress to reserve a highway corridor or setback along the east shoreline of Lynn Canal, and reports it back as follows. Senator Jones, Chair, and Senator Coghill signed to pass. Senators Porcheau and Fahrenkamp signed no recommendation. There's a zero fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution Number 36 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee considers Senate Joint Resolution Number 43, Implementation by the Congress of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, and reports it back as follows. Senator Fakes, Chair, signed to pass. Senators Pierce and Rohde signed no recommendation. There's a zero fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution Number 43 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 12, providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $17,550,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of school construction, effective date, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 12, Hess, with a new title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Fisher, Chair, and Senator Jones signed, do pass. Senator Duncan signed, no recommendation. So fiscal note attached, sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 12, has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 52, Use of Interpreters in Criminal Proceedings and in Official Proceedings of State Agencies, amending Rule 604 of the Alaska Rules of Evidence, and recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute For Senate Bill Number 52, Judiciary, a new title and a majority do pass. The report was signed by Senator Fakes, Chair, concurring Senators Rohde and Pierce. There's a zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 52 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 210, Planning for and Funding of Expansion of and Major Improvements to the State Transportation System, effective date. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute or Senate Bill Number 210, Transportation, with a new title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Jones, Chair, and Senator Coghill sign, do pass. Senator Fahrenkamp sign, no recommendation. Senator Porchot sign, do not pass. There's a zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 210 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 211, Appropriation for Environmental Impact Statements on Certain Proposals for Road Access to Juneau, effective date, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 211, Transportation, with a new title, reports it back as follows. Senator Jones, Chair, and Senator Coghill sign, do pass. Senators Porchot and Fahrenkamp sign, no recommendation. There's a fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 211 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 225, Access to Criminal Records, effective date, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute or Senate Bill Number 225, Judiciary, and a majority do pass. The report was signed by Senator Fakes, Chair, concurring Senators Halford, Rohde, and Pierce. There are two fiscal notes attached and a zero fiscal note. There is no further referral on Senate Bill Number 225.
Did pick up a fiscal note. Senate Bill 225 will be referred to the Finance Committee.
Senate Bill Number 226 by the Judiciary Committee, entitled Misconduct Involving Possession of a Firearm by a Person Who Commits Criminal Trespass While Intoxicated or Under the Influence of Drugs. The Judiciary Committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 226, Judiciary, with a new title and a majority do pass. Report was signed by Senator Fakes, Chair, concurring Senators Pierce, Rohde, and Halford. Senator Szymanski signed, no recommendation. So zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 226 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 296, Establishing the Business Incentive Program, effective date, reports it back as follows. Senator Adams, Chair, signed, no recommendation. Senator Szymanski signed, do pass if amended. Senator Porchot signed, no recommendation, needs work. There's a fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 296 has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 267, Optional Exemptions from and Deferral of Payment of Municipal Taxes, reports it back as follows. Senator Adams, Chair, signed, no recommendation. Senators Szymanski and Porchot signed, do pass. There's a zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 267 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 217, Judiciary, Preparation and Maintenance of the Jury List, and a majority committee recommended do pass. The report was signed by Senator Fakes, Chair, concurring Senators Pierce and Rohde. There's previous fiscal notes, zero fiscal notes attached. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 217, Judiciary, has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 223, Judiciary, Authorizing Municipal Clerks to Take Oaths, Affirmations, and Acknowledgements. And a majority of the committee recommended do pass. The report was signed by Senator Adams, Chair, concurring Senators Szymanski and Porchot. There's a zero fiscal note attached. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 223, Judiciary, has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered House Bill Number 144, continuing the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, effective date, and committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 10, Rules, Amendment to the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to committee records, effective date, and recommends they be placed on the calendar. The reports were signed by Senator Sturgalewski, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Kutula and Kelly. This bill and resolution are on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Resolution Number 11 by Senator Porchot, establishing a Senate Special Committee on Mental Health.
Rules Committee.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 33 by Senator Fisher, relating to Kenai as a bicentennial city in 1991.
Rules Committee.
Those are the resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the Secretary first please read the first item of business? Order. Will the Secretary please read the first item of business on today's calendar?
Oh.
Order. Madam Secretary. Senator Halford.
Because I expect we're going to recess fairly quickly for joint session, there's an issue I'd like to have people take a look at. I would take up my reconsideration, the committee substitute for House Bill 112 at this time.
Without objection, reconsideration is taken up this time. Doesn't need an objection.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 112 rules by the Rules Committee, enacting relating to big game hunting to the regulation of big game and marine mammal guide outfitting, transportation and other commercial services for big game hunters, creating the Big Game Commercial Services Board relating to presumptive sentences for violation of certain big game commercial services statutes, effective date before the Senate and reconsideration.
Senator Halford.
Mr. President, there is a fairly complex amendment that's been passed out with an explanation. The intent of the amendment is to simply make the insurance requirement not apply to until July 15th. But so people have time to look at this and have their staff look at it while we're in joint session, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 112 with the information passed out, the amendment hasn't been moved yet, be held to the bottom of today's calendar. I assume we're coming back after that session.
Without objection, House Bill 112 will be held bottom of today's calendar. It's probably a good time to recess until after joint session. Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in recess until 15 minutes after joint session.
Senate stands in recess. Okay, then we're on HCR 10. Okay.
Request the governor an act continuing the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill. The majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Eliason, Chair, concurring. Senators Coghill, Rodin, Fakes, previously a fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Strzelewski, Chair, concurring. Senators Eliason, Kurtula, and Kelly.
Mr. Strzelewski, are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Strzelewski, would you move HB 144 to third reading, please?
Yes.
And then place a call on the Senate.
I thought the last place we were on, Mr. President, we were on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 112, and we had before us an amendment. Was that changed?
It was moved. Senator Strzelewski.
Yes, Mr. President, we brought that bill up, and it was placed and voted to place that at the bottom of the calendar.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
If you'll make the motion, Senator Strzelewski, and then call the Senate.
I would move that we go from second to third reading on House Bill 144, and I would call the Senate.
There's a call on the Senate. There is a motion to move House Bill 144 to third reading. Is there an objection? Without objection, House Bill 144 is in third reading.
House Bill number 144, an act continuing the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers and providing for an effective date.
The call is satisfied. Is there any discussion? Senator Lyons.
Mr. President, I can't resist this opportunity. The bill proposes to extend the termination date of the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers to June 30, 1993. The board presently licenses approximately 2,834 practitioners and continues to operate in the best interest of the public by granting licensures only to competent, qualified individuals. Over the past year and a half, the board has worked hard to improve. It has substantially amended its regulations, and in doing so has established new licensing criteria, set school curriculum, and recognizes the real differences between barbers and hairdressers, and assisted students seeking entry into the profession by offering more frequent examinations. The performance report by the Division of Legislative Audit recommended that the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers be reestablished, and therefore I urge your favorable support in passing this bill.
Senator Adams.
Order. The call has not been satisfied, Mr. President. I would ask the maker of the call to lift the call, please, so we can continue state business.
Senator Strzelewski.
Mr. President, I apologize. I had not realized the call was not satisfied since you went back into session, but I would remove the call.
The call is removed. Further discussion on House Bill 144? Question being, Senator Duncan.
I hate to mention this, I may be wrong, but I think we advanced from second to third when we were under call, and the call wasn't satisfied, so I think that motion needs to be made again.
Senator Huff.
I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 144 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, House Bill 144 is in third reading. Senator Elias.
Previous remarks are still in effect.
Is there any further discussion? The question being, shall House Bill 144 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. If all members voted, Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote, and so House Bill 144 passes the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas and no nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call and final passage of House Bill 144 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause does pass.
Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 10 rules by the Rules Committee proposing an amendment to the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to committee records and providing for effective date. Rules Committee considered the resolution and recommends calendaring and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Strzelczewski, Chair, concurring Senators Kelly, Kurtula, and Eliason.
I would remind the body this takes 14 votes to pass. Is there any discussion? Question being, shall committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 10 rules pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? And so committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 10 rules passes by a vote of 18 yeas and one nay. Senator Halford, there is an effective date.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of committee substitute House Concurrent Resolution 10 rules be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection?
I don't think that's necessary in this case. But.
Without objection, if it's necessary, it is adopted. That brings us back down to House Bill 112.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 112, rules relating to big game, as was read earlier and as before us with Amendment Number 1.
Senator Halford.
Thank you. Amendment Number 1 was passed out before we recessed. There is a brief explanation of it. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt Amendment Number 1, which sets off the effective date of the insurance and pilot requirement changes until July 15th.
Senate will stand at ease.
Thank you. The Resources Committee points out that we also need a motion. I move and ask unanimous consent we return to second reading for purposes of specific amendment.
Without objection, return to second reading. Senator Halford.
I move adoption of Amendment Number 1.
Are there any objections to the adoption of Amendment Number 1? Without objection, Amendment Number 1 is adopted. We are in third reading for discussion. Is there any further discussion? Question being, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 112 rules as amended be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. If all members voted, Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. Senator Kurtula. Secretary will record the vote. And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 112 rules, amended Senate, passes the Senate by a vote of 15 yeas and 4 nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of Committee Substitute for House Bill 112 rules, amended Senate, be considered the roll call and the effective date clauses.
Without objection, the effective date clauses are adopted. Madam Secretary.
This concludes the calendar.
That brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Strzelczewski.
This will be a Rules Committee meeting at 1:15 in the Butrovich Room. We'll hear HB 40, Unification of Municipalities. SJR 43, Implementation by Congress of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Committee Substitute for H. Bill 217, Preparation and Maintenance of the Jury List. Senate Bill 226, Misconduct Involving Possession of a Firearm by a Person Who Commits Criminal Trespass While Intoxicated or Under the Influence of Drugs. And House Bill 223, authorizing municipal clerks to take oath, affirmations, and acknowledgments.
Senator Fairencamp.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today at 1:30, the Senate Resources Committee will be continuing bills from where we lost the quorum yesterday, as well as House Bill 106, establishing a hazardous waste reduction and recycling program, SB 290, an act relating to the use of water for certain salmon hatcheries, and SCR 32, relating to the policy on mixed salmon stock interception fisheries.
Senator Jones.
President, the Transportation Committee will meet tomorrow at 1:30. We'll take up Senate Concurrent Resolution 7, Point Whiteshed Road Improvements, and Senate Concurrent Resolution 8, Rebuild Lazy Mountain Wolverine Road.
Senator Fisher.
Yes, Senate Hess will meet at 3:30, and on the calendar shows three bills, but we're going to take up two. SB 278, which is a program of education for exceptional children, and SB 106, the REAA school boards.
Senator Lyson.
President. Labor and Commerce meet this afternoon at 3:30 in the Belts Room. We'll be taking up Senate Bill number 274, an act authorizing Alaska Soviet Ice Classic. Senate Bill 298, an act relating to deregulation of public utilities furnishing collection and disposal services of waste material. And House Bill number 29, an act establishing the Alaska Racing Commission authorized parimutuel wagering at sanctioned events and providing for an effective date. 3:30.
Senator Porcheau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today in State Affairs at 1:30, we'll be taking up SJR 38, limiting the terms of legislators that was held over from Monday's session. In addition, we'll be taking up SJR 46, establishing a joint commission for Alaska Natives, SB 157, dealing with civil fine violations for liquor licensees, SB 192, legislators per diem, HB 93, voter registration on driver's licenses, and SB 72, regulating the licensing of contractors.
Further announcements, Senator Fakes.
I would like to move and ask unanimous consent to return to unfinished business.
Without objection, return to unfinished business. Senator Fakes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to, at this time, move and ask unanimous consent to waive the five-day rule so that the committee, the Judiciary Committee, may hear Senate Bill 204, an act relating to corporations and providing for an effective date at its meeting on Thursday, April 27th.
Without objection, the five-day rule is waived.
And just for explanation for everyone, we heard that bill yesterday, and it's been in the committee for several weeks, been working on it for several weeks. We heard it, and we passed it out. We had neglected to post it in the notice requirement. So we will hold that bill, re-sign it out on Thursday. It's a mistake of the committee, and I apologize to the body.
Senator Kutula.
President, it's the correct place, but I believe I was excused from the call of the House today in any event for tomorrow. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I'd be excused from the call of the House on Thursday until plain time on Friday. I'll try not to go, but it's hanging out there. Thank you.
Without objection. Senator will stand.
Mr. President, Senate Labor and Commerce will meet at 3:30, and under the announcements, Senate Bill number 274, an act authorizing an Alaska Soviet Ice Classic, is scheduled to be heard, but we also have a House bill, which is essentially the same bill, which is House Bill 261, Finance, and that's the bill we'll be hearing.
Further announcements, Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under announcements, the Finance Committee at 3 o'clock this afternoon in the Finance Committee room will continue to hear presentations by the subcommittees to the full committee. This afternoon, tentatively, we have Education, HESS, Public Safety, Department of Military and Veteran Affairs, Department of Labor, and Department of Natural Resources.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor to speak just for a moment on the passing of a friend of many of ours?
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, last year on the floor of the Senate, we passed a citation honoring Ken Humphreys, and many of us knew Ken. He was Director of Retirement Benefits for many years. We worked with him on many programs, and I think those who did work with him would agree that he was a very intelligent, very cooperative, and a very fine gentleman. And I was just told he passed away yesterday morning.
Further special orders. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Senate stands adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow.